Hi, it's Jim, Wonder Reality. The purpose of this series is to offer practical and, of course, spiritual insight into how do we walk with Jesus Christ? How do we actually do it? Right now, if you're listening, you likely know Jesus Christ. And if you want to believe with me right now, I believe with you that you will receive a fresh, glorious revelation of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit in this simple message. I agree with you right now. Jesus said, if two of you agree on as touching anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father. So right now I agree, and I want that fresh revelation of Him too, that's going to inspire, motivate, more than that, that's going to transform us. Amen. That's what He offers. He offers us something that can't be put into words. He offers us eternal life, knowing Him, which leads to everything else that we want, need, desire, everything that we ever could possibly want, imagine, need, desire. He offers that. Amen. And it's knowing Him, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Amen. Just a very quick review of the last message, the previous message. You know, our ultimate destination is heaven, and that's our goal also on earth should be the fullness of knowing God, which is what we have in heaven, and it's all about knowing the Holy Spirit, amen, and on earth, it's about building up our spirit person and putting our old nature to death so that we can connect with the Holy Spirit, amen, who is everywhere. The Holy Spirit, of course, is Jesus Christ. You know, the earth is so different from heaven, right? It's a fallen world. We have many, many obstacles and challenges keeping us from this walk with Jesus. So many. And, I mean, we could give, you know, hours and hours of messages just about that. But, you know, even though we're on the earth, we're in the fallen world, we see the good, we see the bad, we see, and in our personal lives, we have our hard times, and we have, still, our goal should always be knowing Him every day, doing our best to, of course, to walk with Him and know Him. But how do we do that? It's when we walk with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's everything. I mean, no matter where we are, whether we're just beginning a walk with Jesus, whether we've been walking with Him for 50, 60, 70 years, it's all about that. And that's what, in these simple, short messages that I'm giving, I want to present that. And again, if it's really this simple, I should be able to get to the point quickly, right? And I'm going to try to do that. But we're also dealing with something that's so wonderful, He can't be put into words. Amen. I know I keep saying that, but that is true. Here is one major, major key that I want to just get in early in this message. How do we walk with Jesus Christ? It's that relationship with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's everything. Everything. That's how we walk with Him for all on the earth and in heaven. That's the whole thing. And when people are not when people are trying to walk with God on their own, you know, they're trying to work for God. They're technically, they're really in the first phase of walking with Him, of the four phases, but they're trying to do it on their own, and so that doesn't count. That doesn't work. They're going to lose interest. They're not, you know, even if they, because it's in their old nature, it doesn't count. When we meet the Holy Spirit, everything changes. All we will want to do is walk with Jesus. And we enter into the glorious, wonderful, Spirit-filled life where we realize, oh, that's the answer. Just Him in us, and we can do all the things He wants us to do. It's glorious. It's natural. It's normal. It's can't be put into words. It's so wonderful. And yes, we're on the earth, and yes, we're going to have good and bad times and hard times and so forth. But that, you know, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, is the most wonderful, most beautiful person in all the universe. He's God Almighty. And that's how we walk with Jesus. Period. And when we meet Him, it all makes sense. Yes, there's a long list of ways that we can build up our spirit person, and those things are wonderful. You know, interceding, seeking Him with our whole heart, interceding for other people, reading the Bible, of course, that's on the list. But, you know, it's the list goes on of the things, you know, that we can do to build up our spirit persons, as praying in tongues, things like that, being with other believers who are spirit-filled and who are people of faith, doing the ministry that He's called us to do, just doing it, just going out and doing it. If it's, but again, those things really are the result of knowing Him. When we know Him, we want to do those things. It's not a burden. It's a, what a privilege. How awesome. You know, that's the this key that I'm trying to get across is that's, you know, knowing Him is everything. And so the positive is, you know, so I'm going to give the positive and then the negative. The positive, knowing Him, that's everything. We want to do those things that are on the list of ways to build up our spirit person. We want to serve Him. We want to seek Him. All those things in the world don't interest us anymore. The things that were, you know, our first loves, we're not interested, because now we've met the One who is the answer to everything, both for earth and for eternity. Amen. So that's some of the positives. The negatives are many people, as I've said, who are Christians and Catholics, many of them are in dead religion. Or they've just lost interest in it. You know, they're in the first phase. Amen. They're saved. Glory to God. That if they die, they'll make it to heaven, because God's a God of mercy. But they don't have an interest in walking with Jesus because they haven't met the Holy Spirit. They are interested in other things. And so many of them have lost interest, and they don't even try to walk with Him. You know, they see it as a lot of different ways that they see it, but they have lost interest. They don't even want to walk with Him. Now, some people are trying, you know, in this first phase. They're sincerely trying. Like, and I'll give an extreme example, but they are they're basically trying to walk with Him in their own power, as I said earlier, and it doesn't count. It's their flesh. And so an extreme example would be somebody that says, you know, they're determined to walk with God. Like, I'm going to walk and serve God no matter what. So they go study for 3 or 4 years somewhere at a seminary or whatever it is. They learn the Bible in every language that, you know, original language, Greek and Hebrew, and they know the Bible inside and out, and they are in ministries, whatever ministry they're doing, and all those things are good. But have they met the Holy Spirit? You know, I'm just giving that as an example, because that's, you know, pretty much what I grew up in. I grew up in dead religion, essentially. And I knew that that wasn't the answer. But so we could give many examples. I'm not pointing the finger at these people because they're trying, you know. And if they, if that's all they do when they make it to heaven, glory. God Almighty will thank them and will say, you know, and they'll be in heaven forever. Amen. But we need to do what Jesus Christ says to do. His message is get the kingdom of God, which is the presence of God, and do it by faith. Those are his main, that if you study the whole Gospels, all four, that's the message. And it's, we just need to listen to what he says. He's God Almighty, and he's got the answers. And it's when that's so awesome and glorious that when we have that relationship with him, everything makes sense. And everything, that's when all the wonderful, glorious things happen. Every day, and if we continue on, if we're faithful, then we can continue on. It's, you know, it's, we move into this holy, sacred journey that's serious, but it's also, again, simple, fun. It's, you know, it's, again, cannot be put into words, but we want to walk with him. We want to serve him. There's famous verse, you know, I will take out your heart of stone and give you a heart of, you know, give you a new heart. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will do them. And so practically, I want to finish up with, again, practical. So, you know, we've established this is the purpose of human existence, knowing God through Jesus Christ, walking with him our whole life and for eternity. We've established that. It's the reason we're here on the earth. It's the most wonderful, glorious thing. But again, practical. Well, how do we do it? Well, a big practical thing is waiting on him. You know, we should try to do that every day if we can, if our schedules allow it. You know, waiting on him. We don't have to you know, slave and kill ourselves and get, you know, it's not like that. It's, he wants us to be balanced. He wants us to be, you know, he knows we have to live on the earth and take care of our bodies and, you know, work and take care of our families and all that. But in all of that, we can wait on him and seek him with our whole heart. I would say those are the most practical things on a day-to-day basis, that we wait on him and we seek him and we have our, you know, I think it's a good thing to be quiet. You know, the Bible even says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. And some of the great men of God are like that. They're simple and they're quiet. Another practical thing, getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which will allow us to receive the gifts and, you know, allow us to, speaking in tongues is just one of the nine gifts, but he wants us to give us those. But how do we get that? We have to persist and seek him with our whole heart. You know, famous verse, you shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. So, and that just goes right along with Jesus' first commandment, love the Lord your God with everything we have. Being with other spirit-filled believers as much as we can. We need to be in fellowship. That's just another practical thing. listening to Spirit-filled teachings, listening and watching and going to them? Yes, absolutely. And within that, well, I can certainly give recommendations on that. I hope that these messages are Spirit-filled. But, you know, some of the great men of God who have some of the great teachings, that God will lead you to the right ones for you in your stream. And that leads to finding your Father in the Spirit. Your Father in the Spirit could be a man or a woman. It could be, but when you find that flow and that river, so to speak, then that will bless you greatly as you learn the things of the Spirit in the spirit realm. Amen. So those are just some practical things. But the main thing, again, I'll just finish up with, is when we know Him, that's how we walk with Him. That's how we walk with Jesus. That's how we do it. It's unbelievable. It's glorious. You know, it's so ironic that you know, 90% or more of the body of Christ are in that first phase, and many are in dead religion, and the reason that they aren't continuing on, they haven't found the Holy Spirit. We have to, you know, we have to press on and seek Him, and He'll meet us more than halfway. We have to take those first steps. You know, that's common sense. And we have to make the decision every day. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Today, every day, we have to. So, but it's when we have that relationship, we don't even have to make the choice. That's all we want to do. Amen. Thanks for listening.